Hello, Saints. So today I'm going to bring a topic called Protecting the Truth. And I'll start in Jude 1, verse 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you, and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. So I decided to do this topic because I think it's an important topic to touch on, especially because I haven't really seen this idea when standing out at churches talking with so-called believers who so-called love the truth. Very few so-called men of God want to protect their truth and would rather hide, run, complain to the police, or bring out coffee and cookies over engaging in biblical discourse. You better not talk about their harlot-dressed wives and daughters, though, or they'll be right in your face defending them. Revelation 3:16. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. The Bible, to professing Christians these days, is nothing more than a relic of times past, now applied different because of cultural ways, and Jesus, being a pushover, I'm speaking mockingly, is just okay with rampant sin in the churches because, well, we're all just big old sinners. We can't do anything good. 1 John 3 verse 10. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. Though they claim to have received the biblical Christ, the Word of God, John 1, they fail to understand the covenant of God, thus deny the power, having a form of godliness, Psalm 25 verse 14. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. And 2 Timothy 3 verse 5, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. The power of the Lord to overcome the world, overcome sin, overcome the devil, is of no effect of anyone outside of the truth. We see the supposed men of iron, or warrior men, ministries of these churches, about as sharp with the two-edged sword of God's truth as a plastic butter knife. They fail to understand the truth, they fail to have the power, they fail to have the boldness of the Holy Spirit to contend for their faith, rather they stand aloof as bystanders, watching supposed enemies of God lead people astray with supposed false doctrine. Acts 13:46. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you, but seeing ye put it from you, and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. I speak these things to their shame as a young Christian, seeing how little they care about my soul and my brother and sister's souls, avoiding any sort of confrontation, Galatians 2 verse 11. But when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face because he was to be blamed. This is not a sign of unto the world of biblical love. John 13:35. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. And is actually a sign of biblical hate, the fact that they don't want to engage in any confrontation. 1 John 3:17. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion for him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? And that could apply to worldly goods such as food and clothing, necessary things, as well as the eternal good, the word of God, truth. But if you tell the feminized, immodestly dressed women, caked in makeup, adorned with jewelry and high heels, they're dressed like biblical whores and harlots, the iron men will swoop right in to defend their wives and daughters in blatant sin outside of the truth. It shows their heart. Matthew 10:37. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. So protect the truth, men of God, stand for righteousness. If we don't, who will? 1 Corinthians 16, 13-14. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong. Let all your things be done with charity. So that was my short study on protecting the truth. I see it so often when we stand outside of church buildings. Today we stood outside of a First Baptist church here in Georgia. Men do not want to defend the truth. They don't want to contend for the faith once delivered unto the saints. They don't want to engage in biblical discourse going over the scriptures to get down to the truth. They don't care about our souls. They just want to kind of go along to get along. Why are you out here? Why are you doing this? Do you want some water? You want some coffee? They're not really concerned about the truth. They're not concerned if they're in error. They're not concerned if we're in error. They show no love. Rather, we get pejoratives thrown at us or mockings or being laughed at rather than fearing God and going to the Word of God and figuring this stuff out. And a lot of the men's ministries you see these days, you can check on various church websites. They're all called Men of Iron, Warrior Men, developing this next generation of men of God. Well, we see it many times when we go out and stand in front of churches. They don't know how to stand for the truth. They don't care about standing for the truth. They have no boldness of the Holy Spirit to stand for the truth of God. They have no power. And if you watch through some of the videos of us standing outside of churches, you'll see that pretty clearly. They have no power. They can't stand in the truth of God, the Word of God. When they get blasted with truth that they haven't heard before, when they get talked over because they're in so much error, they need to hear the truth. They get really fleshly, they start touching you, they start trying to butt into you. You can see the real spirit that's at work there. It's not the Holy Spirit. So I hope this blessed you today. I hope you have a good rest of your day or night, wherever you are, and I hope you stand for the truth. Who is Jesus Christ? I am the way, the truth, and the life, the biblical Savior. Stand for Him, saints.